Tell you what, I thought in the first half we played pretty good basketball. Offensively, our shots weren't going down, but I thought we had some good instances of us moving the ball and moving bodies and trying to play the right way. Again, coming out in the second half, I thought we were good too. About the halfway point in that third quarter and going into the fourth quarter, there was about a 10-minute, 12-minute stretch in between the quarters where we just didn't play with a sense of urgency at all. I mean, defensively, we didn't do anything we were supposed to do with any type of intensity. And Charlotte got everything that they wanted. And then they got into a rhythm, and from there it snowballed. I thought when I finally had my starting group out there and they gathered themselves, we ended up getting some stops the last 6 to 7 minutes of the quarter. But defensively, we were real bad in the 8 to 10 minute stretch in between the third and the fourth quarters, and that was a big portion of the game for us. That gave Charlotte confidence, and that made it tough on us because we dropped our heads a little bit at that time, and we didn't execute, we didn't move the ball, we didn't set screens for one another, and it wasn't good basketball in that period.
Which, how do you change something to get them to have more of a sense of urgency?
I'm going to keep searching with lineups, players, trying to play different guys at different times to see what I can get from guys in terms of trying to play with a sense of urgency. And then, keep coaching them. And this is something that we're going to have to keep trying to fight together with as a team and see if we can get some wins while we're doing it.
Is that why you have so many substitutions today?
I was trying to, obviously once I took my starters out in the second half, once I started taking my guys out in the second half, I didn't think our second group was playing with the sense of urgency and the toughness that we should have, and I mean, so I had to put my guys back in.
That seemed to be a change in the game. You came out in after half, going into the third quarter, started third quarter, it seemed to be the best period in which you played tonight.
I thought at the beginning of the third we played some pretty good basketball, and then like I said, it was towards the middle to the end of the third, I don't know, 6 minute mark, 5 minute mark, where we didn't play well at all on either end of the floor. We were turning the ball over, we were really soft with the basketball. Not only were we soft with the basketball, but I felt like defensively there was no sense of urgency, no intensity defensively, and we just allowed them to dunk the ball. We allowed them to shoot open shots, get layups, and their confidence increased at that point.
Mike, Kyrie had 6 turnovers tonight. Is he dribbling too much, which allows the defense to set up? You need to see more movement from side to side.
Yeah, I need to see more ball movement from him and from everybody else. It's something that we preach. We showed our guys a stat three games ago. Anytime we pass the ball, and obviously it's probably changed, but anytime we pass the ball 3 or more times in one possession, our offense was ranked 10th in the NBA. I mean, we shoot a high percentage from the field. We get good looks. Anytime we make 0, 1, or 2 passes, our offense drops all the way down to 29th in the NBA, and we're shooting 32% on those possessions. So, it's something that I'm going to keep preaching to our guys, and hopefully we can get it for longer periods, because, we all saw tonight, we had some periods where we played pretty good basketball. I thought we came out in the beginning of the game and we played the right way. The ball was moving, bodies were moving. We made hard cuts, set solid screens, and we got some pretty good looks. And then just as the game went along, it kind of slowed down.
How much did you miss Deion today?
Well, I mean, we miss Deion, we miss Andrew Bynum. They're missing players too. So we're going to play with whoever's here. And whoever's in uniform, we got to go get a win, and we got to try to play the right way. And we did for most of the game, but you got to keep preaching to our guys. We can't play a 30-minute game or a 35-minute game. We have to play a 48-minute game, no matter who you're facing in this league, or you're going to get beat.
Why did you decide to start Earl Clark?
At the small forward spot, really nobody has jumped out and grabbed it yet. It was just a gut feel to start Earl. I thought he did a solid job for us.
Mike, you want somebody to step up and grab that small forward spot, or can you continue to move pieces around?
Well, I'm gonna move pieces around until I feel like somebody has grabbed it, you know. But I'm gonna keep Earl there for the next few games and see what happens.
Coach, you mentioned the lack of a sense of urgency, but it doesn't seem like some of the players may be trying a little too hard, maybe taking shots or driving when they shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not talking about offensively. Offensively, the one thing we need to keep doing is we need to move the basketball and move bodies offensively. When I say sense of urgency, I'm talking defensively. You know, I thought defensively, you know, we give up transition dunks, we give up wide open, we gave up wide open threes, you know, we gave up backdoor cuts, and I think we got outscored 37-14 in a stretch, and a lot of it was due because we didn't have that sense of urgency. And then you know, when we had our main group back out there, they finally got it together, I don't know, about the 6-minute mark, and we had three or four stops in a row, which allowed us or gave us an opportunity to score a basketball.
Mike, one of the trends in the league now seems to be to score in transition, secondary break,
right,
jump shots, not allowing the opposing defense to set up. Is that something you guys are working on, and do you want to see more of that from your squad?
Yeah, when we played Minnesota, and our guys know this, that the first thing we want to do, we want a fast break. Every opportunity we get, every opportunity we have to, when we rebound the basketball, let's push it. All right, that's the first thing we want to do. And when we talk about fast break, that's throwing ahead for a layup or driving the ball for a layup or driving it for a kick and open three. Those are the three things we're looking for that we preach to our guys. And the second thing is our secondary break. If our bigs aren't running and they're behind the ball, hey, play drag, or both of you guys go set a screen. You know, one guy go set a screen or both guys go set a screen. And then from there, we have our early offensive stuff that we can flow into before the defense is set. You know, we encourage the throw ahead pass. We want the throw ahead pass to happen, but when the throw ahead pass happens, now we got to make sure we sprint to spots, and you know, they know what to do, but we got to flow right into spots. And you know, right now the ball seems to die a lot of times on one side of the floor, and we got to keep bodies moving and keep the ball moving, see if we can get some side to side stuff, and then from there we have calls that we can make, you know. But we obviously have to do a better job of that, and on top of that, we have to do a better job of playing defense for 48 minutes.